This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Later in the program, we'll talk with an artist from the Dance Theater of Harlem about the company's two performances this week. But first, the acclaimed off-Broadway show Schoolgirls, or the African Mean Girls play, runs through May 22nd at Cincinnati's Playhouse in the Park. It's the last show in the Marx Theater before it's demolished for the new main stage theater, scheduled to open in 2023. Joining me to discuss the production and some of the themes it addresses are the production's assistant director, who also is leader of the Playhouse Perspective Series on Colorism, Piper N. Davis. Welcome, Piper.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
And the actor playing the role of Headmistress Francis in the production, Burgess Bird. Thanks so much for being here, Burgess.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park is a financial supporter of Cincinnati Public Radio. And this segment is pre-recorded, so we can't take your calls right now. Piper, I want to start. People hear the term Mean Girls, and they might remember the 2004 movie starring Lindsay Lohan, the script by Tina Fey. It's a movie about a naive teenage girl and how she's making her way through the social cliques and hierarchy at the high school she's attending for the first time after being homeschooled for years by her parents and after living abroad. And I wanted to start by talking with you, Piper. Many of us are familiar with that movie from years and years ago, almost 20 years ago now. Tell us how this production really distinguishes itself from the old Mean Girls.
Well, it distinguishes itself because it's based in Ghana. Mm-hmm. And it is at a boarding school. And there is a pageant element. They are competing for Miss Ghana. And there is a queen bee and a hierarchy of friendship in this, but there's an element where a new girl comes to town and she shifts everything up. So it is a take on Mean Girls, but there's a different element to it in that. Gotcha. And it also takes place in 1986.
Ah, okay. Okay. And what is there a role that colorism plays in this show, Piper?
Yes, there is a role that colorism plays, but we can't give away the whole story.
That's fair.
But it also comes into play because they are in Ghana and there are different skin tone hierarchies in that colorism comes into play.
Burgess, talk to us about your role. Headmistress Francis, that sounds pretty serious.
Yes, it's in a boarding school, but, and I guess in American terms, she would be the principal of the school. But she actually probably attended the school herself, Avery Schoolgirls. And then now she's an educator there, the headmistress. And she looks after the girls. She's pretty much a maternal figure to them all. The women in the show and the school, but she loves them fiercely, and she also, not rules a school, but she kind of rules with a strong arm, but with love, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess everybody in that position has to kind of keep the kids in line.
Yes, but she also encourages them, uplifts them, and tells them that they, you know, she wants them to be the best women, people they can be when they leave the school.
Hmm. Now, Piper, I know we can't give away all the details about the role that colorism plays in the show, but clearly Playhouse is involved in really exploring that issue beyond the show. I mentioned that you're also the leader of the Playhouse Perspective series on colorism. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you and Playhouse are really exploring that issue beyond the production itself?
Yes, and to speak to the production and colorism, because it is a major factor. As I said, it's in Ghana, and it also translates to America. And for those who don't know what colorism is, Alice Walker, who's a famous author, she describes it as prejudicial or preferential treatment of same race people based solely on their color. So that means light and darker skin. The Playhouse Perspective series is, if it presents and looks like the past It's a conversation about colorism. So we're going to talk about how light skin and dark skin experience is different in African culture and in America.
Mm. Now, Burgess and Piper, you are both people of color. Has colorism affected you in your careers in the theater? Burgess, I don't know if you care to go first.
Yes. Not so much colorism, but sometimes there is a kind of unspoken preference for a lighter skinned actor or a thinner actor. And they don't tell you these things outright, but, you know, these are things that they are trying to achieve. It doesn't happen so much now, but when I was younger, it did.
Hmm. What about you, Piper?
Absolutely. I have seen colorism matter when casting roles. You see lighter skinned women tend to get roles. There's a preference, and it's not even a preference sometimes that we recognize. It's just something that happens compared to darker skinned women. You will see now that it's taking a turn and you're getting more dark skinned women in roles, lead roles. Oftentimes you'll find that in male roles or female roles, they'll find them as stronger, more aggressive roles, and lighter skinned women are treated, or men are treated as more soft or marketable. And that has
desirable.
Yes. And that has shifted now. We're making strides. I do see that it has changed. I have been through many generations of the change.
And that those, you know, preferences or casting decisions that you both have seen over the years, Piper, what's the connection there? This is going to sound like a stupid question probably, but can you talk to us about the connection there between that and just systemic racism that you know, people of color face every day, all the time?
Well, as I said, you know, when it comes to racism, systemic racism, beauty standards are set by the masses. And if you think that lighter is more beautiful, then you're going to tend to lean in that direction. And now what is happening is that they're seeing more beauty in more skin tones. So they are starting to open the doors toward more skin tone. So you're starting to see more of that going forward publicly. Mm. So you're seeing more casting toward more skin tones. And as far as systemic racism is concerned, it does go back over the races where back when you can go back to slavery, when there were lighter skinned people in the house and darker skinned people out in the field, that's systemic racism. Mm-hmm. So you're used to seeing them closer in a house environment, the lighter skinned people and the darker skinned people were further away from you. And now we're learning as we grow that once you get to know someone or you realize that people are people, whether their skin tone is dark or light, and it's helping as we grow as a world, as a universe, as a country, as a system, that we get to know the people and we can see people for who they are.
Mm-hmm. And we touch on that in the play, actually. I don't want to give too much away, but in the play, the queen bee and the newcomer come to realize their similarities instead of their differences.
Gotcha. What has it been like for both of you as people of color to pursue careers in the theater? And I guess I'm not even talking about colorism as much here, but just in terms of role models, people seeing people in positions of authority who you know, look like you. What has that been like during your careers?
Well, for my mentors or people who I look up to have been Black women, but also just women in general that I admire. But I really feel like you know, there's a sameness with somebody that looks like you, you know. And actually, when I first moved to Cincinnati, Piper was somebody who I really admired and admired her work and saw what she was doing in the community. And, you know, she was actually one of my mentors in getting started here in my theater career here when I moved to Cincinnati.
What about for you, Piper? Sounds like you did your part mentoring.
Well, thank you, Burgess. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
To be honest, growing up, I didn't have people that looked like me on stage. And by look like me, because you can't see me on the radio, I am a brown skin person with a wide nose and a beautiful wide lips and a beautiful smile and coily hair. And I didn't get to see that very much growing up. I'm represented, and I knew that I wanted to do it. And that has been one of my desires, is to show younger people and people coming up behind me, people that look like them on stage. It's very important. And that's something important about this play for me, is that we had Candace C. Jones, who is a Black woman, taking the helm, taking the lead, our director. We had all Black women on stage. We had several Black women in the design team. There were all women actually on the design team, but several Black women. And I think that's important. We've been bringing students to see the show. We've had a diverse audience seeing all Black women on the stage. So that has been very important. And to be honest, as far as positions of authority, there aren't very many in the artistic scene. So we're working to have more going forward. And I'm looking forward to the day when I have more women like Candace to look up to. This has been an awesome experience and something that I wanted so much to assist on, so that I could be there in the room with these wonderful women, including Burgess, and watch Candace work, because I really don't get those kinds of opportunities.
And I mentioned this production goes through May 22nd, but you've performed many times already. Burgess, what's the audience reaction been?
Oh, the audience's reaction is great. I love shows where, being in shows where you can hear the vocal response from the audience. So, you know, that's a gift as an actor, to feel that energy while you're on stage. So, you know, there's a lot of oohs and ohs and wows. And I think that's just, it's great that they feel that, you know, you can be yourself and then respond, you know.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great conversation. I've been talking with Schoolgirls assistant director, who's also the leader of the Playhouse Perspective series on colorism, Piper Ann Davis, and the actor playing the role of headmistress Francis in the production, Burgess Bird. Thank you both so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I do hope your audience gets to come out and see the show. It is definitely worth seeing. It is snappy. It is fun. They can join us up until the 22nd, like you said, at Playhouse in the Park.
Sure sounds like fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Up next, we'll talk with a Dance Theater of Harlem artist about the company's two performances this week. This is Cincinnati Edition.